Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Chinese embassy attempts to sabotage Falun Gong art exhibition in Sweden. Bulgaria, Hello Health Fair hosts Falun Dafa seminars in five cities. Frank's Father's Day. Dafa practitioners in Bay Area call for release of family members imprisoned in China. Eyewitness, Mr. Gao Yiqi, tortured in detention before his death. And promoting Falun Dafa throughout Serbia. Now for the stories. Chinese embassy attempts to sabotage Falun Gong art exhibition in Sweden. The Art of Jianshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition was held on May 26th through June 9th, 2017, at Gallery Mellifors in the city of Linköping, Sweden. Prior to the event, the Chinese embassy called and demanded that the city cancel the exhibition. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are the principles of Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese communist regime for the past 18 years. The regime's overseas organizations often attempt to interfere with efforts by practitioners to raise awareness of the persecution. The city denied the embassy's request. The opening ceremony was attended by Mr. Nicholas Nabo, the city's first vice mayor, and 40 other guests. Mr. Nabo addressed the importance of human rights in his speech. In his speech at the opening ceremony, Mr. Nabo explained to the Chinese embassy staff about why he decided to attend the exhibition. He said, "We are urged to stand up to protect the basic freedom and human rights, the foundation of which this society is built on." He also pointed out that Sweden should be an example for other countries in standing up and expressing its views on human rights issues. Two of the most widely circulated news media of the city reported on the event. On May 31st, one media outlet exposed how the Chinese embassy tried to interfere with the exhibition and called it a bizarre act. The article also praised the hosts of the exhibition, Ilias and Mikkel, for bravely bringing the art exhibition to the city. Another article was published on May 25th, a day before the exhibition. The article introduced Falun Gong as a belief and a way of living rooted in traditional Chinese culture and spiritual discipline. It said that the exhibition was named after Falun Gong's main principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and its mission was to expose the ongoing persecution of the practice in China. The two-week-long exhibition attracted over 500 visitors.
Bulgaria. Hello Health Fair hosts Falun Dafa seminars in five cities. During the 8th annual Hello Health Fair in Bulgaria, hundreds of people tried out the Falun Gong exercises and learned about the philosophy of this ancient mind-body cultivation system that originated in China. As a holistic practice, Falun Dafa fit well with this event, which promotes a healthy way of living in all aspects, including physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Falun Dafa presentations were offered at the events in the city of Plovdiv, Dobrich, Yambol, Kazanluk, and Troyan. Ivan, a volunteer at the Falun Dafa booth at the festival held in the city of Plovdiv, said, "As Falun Dafa practitioners, we follow the main principles of the practice, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, which help us become more responsible members of society." The visitors also learned about the violent suppression of Falun Gong in China under the regime of the Chinese Communist Party. Adrazavi Drazav, 2017, in the city of Dobrich, the Falun Dafa presentation took place before a packed room at the Higher School of Management. Vesco, a practitioner from Dobrich who had lost his eyesight in an accident, told the audience that Falun Dafa was the greatest miracle in his life. Medicine was helpless to save him from the darkness, but after he started to practice Falun Dafa, his sight improved and he can now walk without assistance. In Yambol, the Falun Dafa presentation at the City Youth Center started with an introduction to the philosophy behind the practice, followed by personal stories of several who have benefited from the practice. The emphasis of the discussion was on the improvement of one's moral character. rather than the exercises, which are supplemental. After the presentation, the audience went to the nearby park to perform all five exercises of the practice. The city of Kazanluk was the fourth city where Falun Dafa was introduced as a part of the festival. The event happened to be on May 13th, World Falun Dafa Day. The city's Arsenal House of Culture housed about 70 people who came to learn about the exercises and the philosophy of the practice. After learning some of the exercises, many participants commented on how relaxed it made them feel. The city of Troyan hosted the next presentation of Falun Dafa. About 50 people gathered at city's info center to learn about the practice. After the presentation, the guests went outside to try out the Falun Dafa exercises. Among them were a veteran yoga instructor and another woman who said she would join the local practice site and encourage her daughter, who lives in Sofia, to join a practice site there.
Frank's Father's Day. After discussing with his children, Frank, a Falun Gong practitioner in Philadelphia, set out to do something special on Father's Day last Sunday. He and many local Falun Gong practitioners went to the Liberty Bell in Chinatown to promote the benefits of Falun Gong and to raise awareness of the brutal persecution the peaceful practice has faced in China since 1999. The Liberty Bell is an iconic symbol of American independence and one of the most important landmarks and tourist site in Philadelphia. A woman named Diane from Pittsburgh said that she couldn't understand why a peaceful practice like Falun Gong was banned and persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party. After talking to a practitioner and reading through the display boards, she was upset that the CCP had persecuted millions of Falun Gong practitioners and other Chinese people in many political campaigns. She signed a petition form requesting the United Nations to help stop the persecution. Mr. Li from Shanghai is now a resident and has a business in the United States. He was moved by what he learned about Falun Gong and talked about his own story. His grandfather was persecuted by the CCP, too. He was sad that many Chinese were brainwashed by party propaganda and refused to learn the truth. In the end, he said he would talk to friends in China and let them know the truth of the persecution. In Chinatown, a passerby Chinese lady didn't want to hear anything about Falun Gong at the beginning. But she stopped to listen when an old practitioner said her daughter was jailed in a prison in Beijing because of practicing Falun Gong. The practitioner asked, "If your own daughter is jailed because she simply wants to be a better person, what would you feel?" She appeared to be thinking about the question and then started a conversation with the practitioner. Upon leaving, she offered sympathy for the unfair treatments Falun Gong practitioners received and expressed her respect for their courage. Frank, who sacrificed his Father's Day celebration to take part in the event, said his children understood and supported his efforts. He said, "Countless children become homeless or have lost the love from their parents due to this persecution in China. It is very meaningful if our effort today can make their lives less painful and more happy."
Dafa practitioners in Bay Area called for release of family members imprisoned in China. Ms. Jiang Weijun said at a press conference in front of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco on June 16th, "Falun Dafa saved our family, but my mother was arrested because she practices Falun Dafa." Ms. Jiang and three other Falun Dafa practitioners in the San Francisco Bay Area are calling for help to rescue their jailed family members in China. Ms. Jiang, 26, is from Qingdao City, Shandong Province. Her mother and another practitioner were arrested in Shandong Province last Friday when they were talking to people about Falun Dafa. The following day, they were taken to the second detention center in Pudong, where they remained incarcerated. Ms. Jiang said that her mother was tortured in the detention center by police and guards in an attempt to force her to renounce her belief. She recounted her family's experience with Falun Dafa, saying, "When I was 7, my mother had a strange skin disease. Her whole body, even her eyelids, were covered with fish scale-like dry skin. If she moved suddenly, the skin on her torso would crack and bleed. She had terrible itching around the clock. Her fingernails were even worn from the constant scratching. She tried all kinds of therapies, Western and Chinese medicine, but nothing worked. She became short-tempered and often got mad for no reason. My family was under a heavy cloud until she started to practice Falun Dafa in 1998, which completely healed her in 1 month. The scale-like skin sloughed off, and she developed normal skin. Smiles and laughter came back to my family. Ms. Jiang posed the question, how could my mother ever give up the practice that saved her life? Why is she jailed just for telling people what this practice really is? Three other practitioners at the rally also called for the release of their family members imprisoned in China because of their belief in Falun Dafa. During the press conference, practitioner Ms. Chen Zhenbo told her story of being tortured in China. Ms. Chen from Qingdao was jailed for 18 months, from 2008 to 2009. In prison, she was hung up by her wrists for 7 days. Mr. Wang Chongming, a former judge from Beijing, also spoke at the rally. He said, there is no law in China that says that practicing Falun Dafa is illegal. In contrast, the Chinese constitution says that citizens have the freedom of belief and speech. It is a universal value that freedom of belief and speech should be protected. But over the last 18 years in China, millions of Falun Dafa practitioners have been arrested, imprisoned, and tortured. Many families were destroyed, and many practitioners lost their lives as a direct result of the persecution. The government even harvests organs from Falun Dafa practitioners for profit. This persecution is illegal, and the criminals should be brought to justice.
Eyewitness: Mr. Gao Yiqi tortured in detention before his death. Mr. Gao Yiqi, a resident of Mudanjiang City, died on April 30, 2016, just 10 days after he was arrested for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. According to his family, who saw his body, his chest was protruded and his abdomen was sharply sunken. There were handcuff marks on his wrists. The police refused to provide autopsy results or allow Mr. Gao's family to pursue an independent autopsy. Mr. Gao's body remains at a local morgue as his family refused cremation without an autopsy report. On April 27, 2017, his family was allowed to view his body for the first time since it was moved to the morgue. More than 24 uniformed and plainclothes officers guarded the room, and Mr. Gao's family could only view the body from a distance. His daughter was pushed to the ground at one point. An eyewitness later revealed what he saw, saying, because Mr. Gao went on a hunger strike to protest the illegal detention, he was moved to the local police hospital, where he was forced to wear a straitjacket and had his limbs suspended and stretched in a spread eagle manner. Three officers, including one named Wang Chu, took turns watching Mr. Gao. On the day of Mr. Gao's death, an officer from Chongding Town was on duty. He kept Mr. Gao suspended in the air, even though he had already agreed to end his hunger strike. Mr. Gao died later that day.
Promoting Falun Dafa through Serbia. Falun Dafa practitioners in Serbia held activities to introduce Falun Dafa in small cities around Serbia in recent weeks. Each activity was promoted locally through Facebook a few days in advance, and residents were invited to join and learn about the practice and try out the exercises. On the main city square in Valjevo, many passers-by had the opportunity to learn about Falun Dafa and the unlawful persecution of the meditation practice in China. Some came specifically to learn the exercises. A mother of three small children saw the Facebook post and watched the attached introductory video. She liked what she saw and decided to come learn. Two judo masters stopped by when they heard the Falun Dafa music. They explained to the practitioners that they had once learned Falun Dafa, but later gave it up thinking that it conflicted with their teaching judo. One practitioner shared his understanding that their running into a Falun Gong event on the street may not be a coincidence, and that teaching judo is not at odds with practicing Falun Gong. Pleased to hear the news, the two invited the practitioners to give a Falun Gong presentation at their studio. The next activity was held in the city of Smederevo, an ancient city with cultural remains from 6000 BC. The Falun Dafa in Serbia Facebook page announcing the event received over 100 likes, and 15 to 20 locals came to learn the practice. An elderly gentleman came with his granddaughter. He said he had learned the exercises from a video but needed help improving his movements. A young boy took a flyer and quietly watched the exercise demonstration. When invited to join, he said he did not know that children could practice. He happily joined in. More and more people joined the three-hour event, and some even stayed for a second session of exercise instruction. A man in his 40s was one of them. He said he did not know about Falun Gong before he saw the online ad. He had not planned to attend this time, but he had a dream the previous night that made him realize that he should not miss this opportunity. The city of Užice is located in the mountains of western Serbia. When practitioners arrived late in the afternoon, some locals were already there waiting. When the Dafa music started, the atmosphere on the square suddenly changed, and all eyes in local cafes were on the practitioners in yellow shirts. One lady accepted a flyer and had a long conversation with a practitioner. She said she liked the practice and would definitely learn it. She was confident her husband would be interested too, but she did not have time now to learn the exercises. However, after some time, she appeared in a nearby cafe and watched. She then got up and joined the exercises. She performed the first four sets of exercises and even persisted in practicing the standing meditation for half an hour. It was dark when the event was over. The practitioners planned to continue visiting small cities in Serbia throughout the summer.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.